Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Your mother, it's time for another episode of Birds with Friends. Just the trio of feathery brethren weathering any season to see the Eagles eating teams like Scrammy's top with cheese. It's Philadelphia, Bo, Sheila, and Zach kicking it cooler than three penguins till Zach runs off with his valet keys. He's a real nuanced goose. Pull up a branch, get loose. It's time for some juice on some
Birds with Friends.
The early bird gets the worm, but prefers getting turned like a turn on some
Birds with Friends.
Bo, Sheila, and Zach coming at you with steps and things flapping their wings on
Birds with Friends.
All I know is Zach said he has a game where he'll don't read both 7,000 pages. And I said, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it.
And so the purpose of...
What I needed was not to get at least one more reader.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Birds with Friends on a Thursday afternoon, 3:35 p.m. as Elijah Riley week marches on. Beowulf, Zach Berman, Sheila Kapadia, Marissa Morris here. Welcome to those of you in the chat. Remember to drop in your swooper sorecasting suggestions as we prepare for an episode to preview Sunday's game against the New York Jets. We'll have a little bird on the street to start the show. We'll have a little crow thine enemy about the New York Jets with the national senior national writer, Sheila Kapadia. We'll have swooper sorecasting as the game moves on. And then we'll close with our crystal bald eagle predictions. Sheil, how are you?
If there's one team that's gotten the shaft during my Monday, hey, I got to watch all the games I missed yesterday routine, it would be the New York Jets. So you guys may, you know, I don't think there's going to be a lot to talk about with the New York Jets, but I'm sure we'll make up some nonsense. We've got Swooper deciding whether I should try it this week or make it more entertaining for the audience like I did a few weeks ago. Let you guys crawl back into it. Thank you to everybody who has given feedback on the narrated Instagram clips with the all 22. Still figuring it out. You know, it's not quite there. The first one I looked up, I go, shoot, that was 8 minutes. I've never watched an 8 minute video, so I don't know why anyone else would. Got to figure out a way to shorten them up. I don't know if there's a way to post multiple videos in one post. I think if you do that, it can only be 1 minute long. So I just spammed everyone's feed. That was a disaster. Someone said, post them on Twitter. On Twitter, I think they have to be short. And then I'm going to get the film junkies coming at me that, no, you know, this big guy, I don't need that. So I don't think I'm going to do that. I thought maybe our YouTube page. I mean, if I'm doing them anyway, should we just be posting them to the Birds with Friends YouTube page, right? Then there's no time limit. Also need to know, is there a way to just do them on my computer so I can use the mic with the narration rather than filming my computer with my phone and talking into the phone? So all suggestions are welcome. I've already DM'd DFOP Dan McQuaid. I know part of this, you know, this is really in his wheelhouse. And so got some good suggestions from him that I need to try out. But keep those coming. And of course, if you haven't seen those, you can look at those on Instagram at Sheila Kapadia.
You can do so. And we will, I think we'll talk a little bit more about some of those Squall 22 stuff when we get to the Jets section. But Zach, as Elijah Riley week marches on, it has been a banner week for the brand. We got Elijah Riley, who has started the last two games. We got Jason Kelce the other day talking about how Sua Opeta, how his stock is the hottest thing, hotter than Tesla stock, because he's been dominating one-on-ones. And even more than that, we got the wonderful news today that we should all celebrate and take a moment to really soak in that the dastardly, I would say loathsome, Steve Adazio has been whacked by Colorado State. Congratulations to everybody who gets to move on with their lives in that program. Zach, how are they going to fill that job?
Well, I haven't much thought
about the job with the, you know, the
my first call would be to Tony Alford, who is the running backs coach at Ohio State, who, you know, I believe he grew up in Colorado Springs and should have gotten the job. I'm sorry, not Colorado Springs, Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins. And I know because he was a strong candidate last time, and they went with Adazio, and it was a very curious decision to go with Adazio last time. I think that was an Urban Meyer influenced decision. But Tony Alford has a really good has a really good
every
reputation.
Every sentence is worse than the
I do know there's Colorado State connection. So I would, without knowing anything about the particulars of the situation, that would probably be my first call.
I had to change my hat because we have DFOP Ben Harris of the Milwaukee Brewers in the chat, of course, sent me.
Day one of the lockout, and all of a sudden the guy's just
he's not allowed to talk to us.
In the chat. I mean,
he can't talk to the media right now. Yeah.
so if you're keeping track at home, people who have sent me stuff, the Milwaukee Brewers, University of Michigan, people who have not, my alma mater, Penn State University.
There you go.
That's my favorite logo in sports.
Great hat. Love this. I wore this hat to pick up
a story on The Athletic by Mark Carrick about the origin of that logo.
There you go.
All right. Zach, it has been a relatively newsy past couple of days since we last spoke on Tuesday evening. So with that in mind, to get the update on the health of the starting quarterback and the mindset of a team battling back from a tough loss, we send it over to the NovaCare Complex to our senior Eagles correspondent, Zachary Berman. Is it Zachary or just Zach?
Thank you, Bo. And it is Zachary, legally speaking. Okay. And it's definitely not senior correspondent. Only Shiel has that title. But actually, Marissa might be senior producer. But
needs to be senior producer.
I actually was named that this week.
Whoa!
Yeah. That was everything.
Wow.
Was he just saying it?
I don't know. Did you know, Zach?
I did not know. No, I was saying. I was
literally Monday.
Wow. That is great.
Where is my Slack announcement? Am I not in the right channel, or was there no announcement? I'm checking right now.
Do they announce level changes?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was just told on my call.
That's
all right,
awesome.
So what's the official title?
Let's cancel the rest of the show. Let's just...
I think it's senior podcast producer now.
Wow. Talk about a power couple.
Well, now I'm not going to ask you this Big now, flex. But I want to make sure this wasn't the case because I once got a promotion with a new title and I walked out of it with just more responsibility and no more CTC in the bank account. That's how they do it in the newspaper industry. So again, I don't want to air your, you can say whatever you're comfortable with, but I definitely want to talk later to make sure it's not one of those promotions.
I'm supposed to have a call with our people team coming up. So TBD on that answer.
If you need me to be on that, just let me know.
Yep.
In case you want to tell the entire audience your personal business.
Let's get. I feel like Zach knows enough agents that we could maybe loop one of them in. I mean, let's get David Cantor involved.
Yeah, seriously. I think Marissa knows more agents than I do, right?
I don't know about that, Zach. I think you know everybody.
You get calls back. I don't. I mean, it's like for me, it's like when you're trying to get a date in high school, right? The phone's not ringing.
I didn't even try. Call a girl in high school? What are you, nuts?
That's all you did. That and AIM and
AIM. Strong. I mean, I wouldn't be married without AIM.
100%. I was just going to say the same thing.
What was your AIM names?
I had many over the years.
I was Philly Boy 6.
I was Sheik's World 3. Fryverson.
I think I was just Wolfman 611.
What was your Shiel?
Sheik's World 3. I think it was my world because that was when it was very popular to say it's this person's world. Everybody else is just living in it.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if it was Stuart Scott. And then 3, of course, was probably for Allen Iverson.
Mine was Rissy Doll 3141. Rissy Doll? So I'll throw myself in there too.
Rissy Doll, senior podcast producer. What's the word before doll?
Marissa. Rissy.
Oh, Rissy. Like Marissa.
Yeah, like Marissa. Yeah,
it surprised me. I would think that you're a little young for the AIM.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, no.
Are you sure that wasn't G-Chat?
Yeah.
No, it was AIM, and I had older cousins, and I remember the day they set it up for me, and I thought it was the coolest thing, and I would message my cousin in college, and she was at St. Paul, and I would think like it was the coolest thing. Ooh. I'd go on my computer, and I'd set my away message, and it was awesome. But I was pretty young. I was probably in like early middle school, or
Very cool.
Even, yeah, probably like fifth or sixth grade, I'd say. So.
Loved setting an away message in college. Always better than that.
I did a very stupid, like silly little thing where I would post a movie quote, and then whoever the first person was to get their movie correctly would get, and then I would keep a scoreboard. Very loser stuff. But
oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Good. I would have been in on that.
That's the early seeds of a social media savant, you know, inviting engagement.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened after that. That might have been your high point, I think, for social media. Well,
exactly
media.
Right. That's I had already solved the game by that point, so then it became a totally different game altogether. All right, why don't we take a step back and actually send it over to the correspondent, Zach? Yes,
that was exciting.
So, Jalen Hurts,
the highlight of the season so far.
Jalen Hurts, we spoke about the ambiguity about his status on Tuesday's show. No ambiguity. Jalen Hurts says he's going to play. No suspense necessary. No gamesmanship necessary. Jalen Hurts says he's going to play. Miles Sanders hopeful that he's going to play. Made it seem like he's going to play, but then gave the day-to-day thing. So we'll see. But the Eagles have – there's a little bug going around. Boston Scott hasn't been at practice, right? So the Eagles are – without Jordan Howard right now, well, they're down the two backs, so pay attention to what happens there. And I really think that's the big news so far as far as what's going on with the Eagles is those two guys. Elsewhere, I mean, Jason Kelce's going to play. He gave the whole detailed explanation of his injury, but it's not going to keep him out.
And, we should have pulled a clip of what he said about Brian Kelly, which was sort of interesting. You know, I said I would ask him. I followed through. Yeah. And He made a joke about how he thought when he left for Notre Dame that was his dream job, but it caught him a little bit by surprise, and he told the story of going to their like senior banquet. That's when Kelly told them that he was leaving, but kind of funny. Sheila, you wanted to bring up the Saleh Matt LaFleur story with.
Oh yeah, I don't have it in front of me. What was it? They were assistants for him at Central Michigan?
Grad assistants. Yeah.
Go ahead, Zach. I think you probably remember.
Well, this is give credit. It's Rob Dombrowski, the outstanding.
Domofsky.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, Domofsky.
Yeah,
I'm like Bill Simmons with these pronunciations.
That's
here.
Okay. Dave Dombrowski on the mind.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, Rob. And it was a piece on LaFleur, and it was basically the intro of the piece explained that when LaFleur and Saleh were, I guess, grad assistants, they thought they were going to a Christmas party or
invited
a
to holiday the party.
But they were actually the helpers. They had to shovel. They had to park the cars. Is that all they had to do? They had to park the cars?
Yeah.
Something of that nature. They had
pulled
to shovel.
Pulled some ZBs valeting those bad boys.
Yeah. And they said afterwards when they get into a position of power, they wouldn't treat someone like that. Now,
right. The story is basically he treated us so badly that we resolved then and there that if we ever get into power, we will not treat people like he does.
Now, I am going to call like a little bit of a – I mean, LaFleur went back to work for him at Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but that doesn't matter to me. I mean, coaches never talk about other coaches like this. I mean, think about all the coaches you've interviewed, them talking about the coaches they worked for who influenced them in a good way. And think about what their takeaway was. I will never be like you.
Right.
If I ever make it, I will not treat people like this. Tells you everything you need to know about the guy. Jimbo Fisher going to eat his lunch. We know Saban's going to eat his lunch. Kirby Smart, you know, he's probably going to eat his lunch. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be – this is so exciting to me. Like, I would just root against Notre Dame because I've never liked the guy. And now I can just do that to LSU.
Well, to me, that's like the biggest measure of a person is
yeah.
Like how do you treat yes. people who – aren't helping, you know, who aren't going to help you who aren't above you per se. And
by the way, those people were helping him.
Like, No, that's why I was trying to figure out what the right word is.
With what you're saying.
I didn't want to say people below him because that's the wrong way of phrasing it, but on the organizational chart, right? Just how you treat everyone matters. How you treat everybody matters. And really bothers me.
Said another way, character counts.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope Marissa's listening as she interacts with these junior podcast producers in the weeks and months ahead.
My grandma always said, you catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So be nice to everybody. Yep.
And the way Shield treats the staff writers should matter as well.
That's exactly right.
I'm joining you here. Yeah.
And still, and like still Brian Kelly, I would probably say still only number two on the power rankings. Although I guess number one on the list of employed college football coaches. Yeah. Now that Adazio has been whacked.
What a day for him. All these promotions today.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it was the great Dr. Wolf who said on Tuesday that he would be very surprised if Jalen Hurts wasn't going to play in this game. So that was spot on. I mean, he finished the game. He's not going to not play this game. What is this dance that we had to go through?
Well, that's what I respected about Jalen there. For like he wasn't playing that dance. He was just like, yeah, I'm playing.
Right. Do you think that's what it was? Do you think they were trying to have a little subterfuge?
I don't know. I don't know if coming out of Monday there was concern. Even Sirianni yesterday said, like, in my mind, you know, and in Jalen's mind, where he's going to play, but we got to see. He
took him a while to get there, though.
Yeah, he was leaving a lot of wiggle room there. So I don't know if it was gamesmanship. I don't know if it was, like, the training staff is like, wait, hold on a second. There's some hoops he needs to clear here. And it might just be Jalen being – it might just be Jalen saying, I'm playing.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else newsworthy, or should we just turn that page right away?
For full disclosure, I couldn't make practice today. What did you see at practice today? Is there anything you learned about the right guard situation?
It was Nate Herbig at right guard, and Jason Kelce again had the day off as he works to recover. He's going to play on Sunday, but it was interesting. Brett Toth taking the backup center snap. So a man who apparently can do it all, because the Eagles, as we said, do not have a true backup center. If Herbig is the right guard, they re-signed Luke Jiriga to the practice squad, but it sounds like Toth will be your backup center on game day, will be active.
Yeah, Kelce gave the rundown of the options yesterday and said they have confidence in Herbig. They've seen him play. He's been around. That's when he gave the Opetta stock. They said inside the building, the Opetta quote, that in the building is that he's playing so well that his stock's hotter than Tesla.
And then he said Toth is learning how to snap, basically.
He said Toth is learning how to snap, so versatility there.
I guess I would be a little surprised if they would actually put Toth at center if there's an injury mid-game. I feel like if Kelce got hurt, they would slide either Herbig or Dickerson over, most likely Herbig. Okay. I guess that's about all we got. Why don't we take a little break, hear from our sponsors. We'll come back, talk a little Jets football.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nice delivery there from Shield. Back on Birds with Friends. Before we get to the Jets, we had talked before the show. We need to get a new design into the Birds with Friends Tee Public store. So, you know, in time for the holidays, so everybody can get themselves and their family members and loved ones some new BWF swag. We need a new design. So take an ideas, hashtag BWF swag. Let us know what you think we should.
Or you can email birdswithfriendspodcast@gmail.com. Does that still exist, that email address?
It does.
Okay.
So let's get that bad boy going. All right, we turn our attention to the Jets, and I tease this a little bit, Shield, but you busted out the All-22 on Instagram. It is time now for a Birds with Friends first, and
I
a little
you
All-22
were smiling.
Segment.
I knew that we have something for was happening. I should have known. All right, let's see it.
All right. Well, we've had some requests to add some All-22. analysis to the show, and we're going to do that here. You know, you can check out Shields' breakdown on Instagram of the Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor play, the last play of the game against the Giants. Here we're going to take a look at the Jets defense, a defense that does not rate very highly by almost any metric, but if you are expecting the Eagles to be able to just walk into MetLife Stadium and run the ball down this team's throat, well, it might not be the case. And the reason for that is a personnel change that they've made of late. So we're gonna take a look here at the Houston Texans up against the Jets last week. This is a 1st and 10. You think it's an easy rundown, right? This is a heavy look. They're obviously going to run the ball, but they should get a few yards here on 1st down. Let's let this play for just a sec. And you can see here the terrible interface. But look at this. This safety right here, 33, comes screaming downfield at the snap like a bat out of hell. And he beats the block and he takes down Rex Burkhead for a 1 yard gain. What a tackle. What a play by this guy, 33 here. Not a lot of people know about this guy, 33, Elijah Riley. Goes over to the Jets from the Eagles, immediately enters the starting lineup and immediately making an impact. Now, this is early in the game. Let's see what he can do when the game is on the line. As we find here and we do what I normally do, which is go somewhere, go to the play-by-play, and search for Elijah Riley. Now, this play here is really what it's all about. Okay, game on the line. Texans are down 7 points, 21-14, fourth quarter, just over 2 minutes left. They've got a 3rd and 1 at their 40. They are driving, ready to tie this game against the New York Jets. 3rd and 1, and here we go. This is when big-time players make big-time plays, in the teeth of the game, in the thick of it, and let's see how things go here. Well, again, bad interface. Okay, you're going to really screw me here, huh? Let's go back to the beginning of the play. Okay. Oh, this isn't even close. This is not the play. Again, another look at the terrible interface that Roger Goodell has given us. We'll start from maybe a play before. Maybe that'll get us there. Okay. Here we go. A little pre-snap look. What is going on here? Are you kidding me, Goodell? Let's go. There he is. I mean, 33 right here in the box, 3rd and 1. Beats the block. This is a big man here, 65 on the Texans, coming into the next level, trying to block Elijah Riley. You got to do better than that, my friend. Look at him sidestep this block. Get into the backfield, knife into the backfield, and finish the play. A game-winning play for Elijah Riley, and he celebrates as he deserves to. I'm not saying necessarily that he's the next Brian Dawkins, but what I am saying is that I'm not so sure the league has seen a player like him since Brian Dawkins.
Zach, would you say that that is your least favorite segment in the history of the show?
No. But... But you did a good job breaking down Elijah Riley. We've had segments that I have liked less than that. I'll put it that way.
I don't know if you've been more disinterested in a segment though.
No, I was. I was interested in that.
Zach, don't lie. You looked like you were ready to walk up and leave. I was with you. I don't know if there's a way next time for us to just change the stream. You know, the link we use to us two. While Bo, you know, if the three sickos want to watch that with Bo, they can stay with him. The rest can come with us.
So actually, the mistake that I had there was when it came up and I was looking at the bottom of the screen, I saw 11 seconds. I thought that was the timer of the segment. I didn't realize that was like what was stuck. Lucky. Yeah. So
it was actually 3:47.
Oh yeah. I love this.
Shields was like 8 minutes on Instagram.
And Bo's got these capabilities to just, you know, he doesn't respond. He could have told me. I don't know how he's doing that. That looked like it was a lot easier, a lot better than whatever I'm doing with mine. I mean, you could help me out.
It's the same thing you told me you didn't want to use, which is Snagit. I mean,
it doesn't show the mouse, and it doesn't like if you're doing it on the NFL interface, like it's going to show that shadow thing. It's not really good conducive for what you're looking for.
I can help you out, Sheil. We'll figure something out.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. The Jets are not good. Is that fair to say, Zach? I mean, Sheil?
Yes. Yeah, I'm qualified to answer that one, too. The Jets are not good. I know Sheil's the senior national writer, but, you know, looking at the Jets, they're not good. But I'll see the Florida Sheil.
Yeah, I mean, their offense sucks, and their overall stats don't even tell the story. You know, if you just isolate it to when Zach Wilson has been on the field, they have the 31st ranked offense in the NFL. And this is actually kind of a little bit interesting. Without him, if you isolate those snaps, it's been more like the 16th ranked offense in the NFL. Now, it's a smaller, there was some garbage time in there. They had the Josh Johnson game, but, you know, that wasn't total garbage time. Like, they had a chance to kind of steal that or get into it at the end. And so, that's pretty telling. He just looks completely lost. His head is spinning. You're surprised when he completes a pass. Their big plays are usually like catch and runs or that kind of thing. And so, he has not looked good. He has, I would say, I was about to say he has looked the worst of any rookie quarterback. I'm trying to think if I definitely want to say that. Yeah, I think that's true.
Worse than Davis Mills?
I would say it's probably they probably look pretty similar. I mean, Davis Mills actually had a couple moments in there. Not that he's good, but he had a couple moments. Like Zach Wilson, you don't even see the flashes. I like to do this exercise where I just divide it up by game and look at all the games where a quarterback had at least 20 dropbacks this year, just to see, all right, how many like above average games has he had? He's had one game that qualifies as above average in terms of EPA per play. Like so that's a pretty low. I'm not saying like top 25%. I'm saying just above average. He has not had many moments like that. And just watching him, it's not like you watch a game and you're like, ooh, you know, there's like five flashes. All right. You threw a couple interceptions, but you see the five flashes. Like, I haven't seen anything. He looks completely lost to me.
So a little breaking news here, not with the Eagles, but it just came in my email. Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and free agent John Franklin suspended the next three games for violating COVID-19 protocols.
I feel like John, this is like this
not,
second.
Not John Franklin Myers. Of
no,
the
no.
Okay.
Yeah, not him. Free agent John Franklin III, and then Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards.
Feels like this is like the third time we've had breaking Antonio Brown news during a record this week or this season. But isn't he injured anyway?
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
So he's going to get to just eat that suspension while he's hurting?
I don't know.
He won't get paid though, right? Yeah,
I guess that's true. Okay, well, that's good. I was doing my research before the pod, and
saw it. You showed your work.
Well, another bit of research that I told Marissa about: Zach Wilson's mom has toned it down on Instagram. Actually, I went digging for some dirt. She's pretty much all like aphorisms and cooking recipes these days. She has tone down the anti-masking, so she didn't acquiesce to her son's request to delete Instagram, but it certainly seems like she has cooled the temperature.
Their offensive line is not very good. Mekhi Becton is he out for the season? Marissa might know that.
He wasn't supposed to be out for the season, okay. But I don't think it's looking like he's
Why don't we just have Marissa tell us about the Jets?
I don't know that that's what you would want to be doing.
It's not that great.
Yeah,
it's not exactly what Sheil said. Hasn't been great.
Running backs, Tevin Coleman, Ty Johnson, Austin. Zach, had you heard of Austin Walter before last week? I had not.
I have, yes.
Okay. I had not.
Do you want to give some background?
What about Walter Austin?
I know.
Are you sure it's not Walter Austin?
Austin Walter, yes.
I think he went to Rice, and I think he was
Roney.
No. I just think he went to he's like a compact running back. Went to Rice.
I had a family friend, and we reference this story all the time, where she had an uncle. I think he was in India, I'm not sure, but there was some type of family dispute, and he said, and his way to like it reached a head, and he goes, "I will never eat rice again." That was his way to like. So we mentioned that in our house pretty much, you know, 3-4 times a day, that I will never, whenever rice gets brought up, that's what we have to say. So, you know, you can all do the same. Their receiving core, I think Corey Davis did not practice again today, I believe. Got a little groin injury, so we don't know if he's going to play.
No such thing as a little groin injury.
Last week, Braxton Berrios had a big play last week. Who cares? Elijah Moore.
I like Elijah Moore.
Yeah, we all like. I think we all did. With Friends was a fan of Elijah Moore. So he's there. Keelan Cole. He'll, you know what? I should have made that my swooper.
They've got a Cole and a Coleman on offense.
I might change one to you, Marissa. Okay. James Crowder, who Zach loved, right?
Yeah. And they have three Elijahs on the team. One with an A, Elijah Vera Tucker, and then Elijah Moore. Elijah Riley. Yeah.
Joe D has a type, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them are bad, but there's one of them good. I guess his Elijahs are his best players.
So Jameson Crowder, I have a lot of respect for Jameson Crowder as a player. He's a good player.
Oh yes, I forgot about that.
So yeah.
What did you forget about?
Remember there was a whole thing with Zach and Jameson Crowder?
Yeah, he loved him, but I don't remember anything else about it.
Just mentioned. Yeah.
I forget the exact context of it.
Thanks for listening.
They're playing Washington, and I said it's gonna be that's right. Yeah, you know, I said they had to watch out for Jameson Crowder. And both thought this was like the funniest thing that I would point out Jameson Crowder, who I think had a big game. I think he had seven or eight catches that game.
For him, yeah. Okay.
Defensively, they stink. I think they're 32nd in DVOA. I think they're giving up 30 points per game, I believe. Which is last in the NFL. Yes, that's correct. 32nd in EPA per drive. I mean, I don't know if anyone cares about these names. John Franklin Myers, I had a good, I was going to make a joke about
Lane Johnson was gassing him up a little bit this week.
Oh, yeah. I was going to make him like my Tuesday column early in the season, my like football hipster like player of the week. This is like no one's watching this guy, but man, this guy's doing some stuff. Then he got a contract, was never able to use the joke or reference. Once you're making money, you can't be the football hipster of the week. So he made some plays for them.
Quinnen Williams.
Last week, Quinnen Williams, Shaq. I feel like you loved a Shaq Lawson, Bo, back
in the day. I did like a Shaq Lawson.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't backed that up. This is his third team since he was a free agent. But okay. Has he been okay with the Jets?
No one.
Really, I feel like I feel like there was a lot of hate on the Bengals for letting Carl Lawson go and replacing him with Trey Hendrickson. Like, what are they thinking? How could they do this?
Yeah, I ripped them for that. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, Carl Lawson
worked out pretty well.
Lawson got hurt.
We're 12 weeks into it. Let's see.
Okay, one guy got hurt. The other guy's and Hendrickson's been pretty good, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, where were you? Good. All right, so where were you 7 months ago with this take? Nowhere. Doesn't make it a wrong take.
I'm not saying necessarily
that was the right take.
I just don't see anybody apologizing.
They paid Hendrickson the same amount of money. There was no reason to think he was going to be a better player than Carl Lawson. They got lucky.
What if they knew that
you would fit well in the Eagles front office? Maybe another NFL.
Well, but they knew that they knew this guy's injury history. Maybe they thought he's about to get broken.
Right. He tears Achilles. Right? Yes. He can't predict that. Yeah.
I mean, they would
in
really
joint
have
practices.
I mean,
they would have fantastic medical staff.
Maybe they dip. They're the ones who dipped him in the protective waters, and they knew that his Achilles was due for
the Achilles joke. I see you. Okay.
Sack is over it. I love it. Cornerbacks, nothing to say there. Man, zone, who cares? Single eye.
Corners are
no
very
big
bad.
Tendencies. Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think I would say, even if the Eagles have a quarterback who can't run because of his ankle, and they're down running backs, I mean, there's no excuse to not just be dominating on offense this week. We all agree?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a can't lose game, right? Like when you phrase it like must win. It's the necessities on them to win it. It's more like they.
But you got to play to win, not to can't lose.
But if they lose this game, that's damning. That they should beat this game considerably, or they should beat this team considerably.
I agree. All right,
let's go. Keep it moving, host.
Let's take our last break, and then we'll come back with Super Sorecasting. Who knows if Shields even submitted his yet?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, a brief mea culpa on Super Sorecasting from last week. Zach, you did end up getting a point on the Eagles' run for more yards in the first half than the Giants do in the whole game. I don't really take too much blame for this. I'm going to pass the buck here because you were in charge of that. You were following it.
Unbelievable.
You made it seem like you didn't get it. So, you know,
he was testing you.
Well, we also.
Now, I knew I lost. It doesn't matter if you had won. If it's winner takes all.
Well, we have to be completionists here. I mean, we got to get it correct.
Good work.
I got to do a better job, but
can't be trusted.
So, real quick, Bo would have been digging the. I never used the word digging before. That's
I like it.
Bo would have been digging the Freddie Kitchens press conference today. I saw a clip before this started. Check out the end of the Freddie Kitchens press conference. It's right up Bo's alley. He asked the reporter to spell facetious because he said it's one of the two words in the English language that have all the vowels in the order that you say it, A-E-I-O-U.
Oh, nice.
And then he asked them, does anyone know the other word? And then he said, when he told them what that word is, he said, next week when I come back, you guys have to tell me what that word means. But I feel like Bo would have been eating this up.
First of all, why were you watching a Freddie Kitchens press conference today?
He just said, so are you listening to what we're saying today or what?
The clip.
Who's he following that has the...
No, he just
said the Giants
recommended to it. Didn't you just say someone recommended to you to watch the end of it?
Oh, no. It was a Giants writer.
Who's the one who's not listening?
Yeah, a Giants writer put it up. I said, I recommend Bo check it out.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said someone told you to watch it.
I'm trying to think of the other word.
Gosh, Dan. All right, let's move on.
Freddie Kitchens will tell you, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you going to tell me? What does it start with?
I don't have it in front of me here.
Oh, you don't know the answer.
Freddie Kitchens press conference.
He said the answer. I didn't write it down.
Okay. Shiel has a 2-game lead on both of us. He's got 5 1/3. We both got 3 1/3. Zach has 38 turkeys this week. Shiel has 31. I have 27. Let's get this bad boy going.
So five weeks to go here. Because we're not doing this during the bye, right? And we're not doing this during the playoffs, right? This is only Eagles.
I think if the regular season ends in a tie, I think we move on to the first round of the playoffs. Okay.
I shouldn't plan on carrying my turkeys over to the playoffs, basically.
Unless
you think it's going to end in a tie.
Right. It terminates at week 18.
Correct.
Okay.
For your formula, yeah.
Thank God.
All right. There's only one way to start this. Elijah Riley is involved in a turnover. Fumble recovery, forced fumble, interception, deflection that turns into an interception, QB hit on an interception.
One.
So those are the precise ones. I don't want you going, oh, look at this. He took away the, tight end was the first read, but he was right where he's supposed to be. And then it's going to be one of those things specifically.
It's got to be like he touches the ball. Or touches the quarterback.
Three.
Ooh, jumps to three. Four.
Five.
Whoa. He knows what he's doing.
Love it. Love it, CB.
Six.
I don't want to be stuck with it. That's the problem. I bid you up to six. I'm comfortable with that.
Hold on. I'm not.
Do I hear seven?
You know what? Seven.
Oh.
Wow. Bo? Going once. Going twice.
Unbelievable.
Sold to Z-Berm.
Oh. Whoa.
What?
No, loyalty. Remember that.
Seriously.
Zach, Marissa, everybody. Wow. This guy talks him up and he can't even go to eight? I mean, he's not
even
pushing
Brian Kelly over here,
digits.
Right? Got Brian Kelly.
Wow, I'm shocked. What a start to this.
He's gonna
week
text.
13.
He's gonna text Elijah at 7 a.m. tomorrow and be like, "I want to tell you we're done. Anthony Harris is my guy now."
All right.
Bo is he's not sure he likes himself at this time.
Bo, how are you feeling right now?
I had a number.
He looks shocked.
I've got a plan. I know what's going on.
Oh, all of his are probably Elijah Riley. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no wonder. I knew when I saw that face.
It's never fun when the rabbit has the gun, right?
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Devontae Smith has the most receiving yards in the game.
4.
Jeez.
5. 4.
6.
7.
8.
I feel much better about this bet 9. Than the Elijah Riley bet.
9.
So I hear 10.
No, not for me.
Zach?
10.
Oh. Wow.
Aggressive.
Oh, you going 11?
11.
I'll trade you, Elijah, for this.
Oh, never had a swooper trade. I don't know if that's in the rule book. We'd have to ask Dennis.
Yeah, let's not make this more complicated. Wrist all 45.
I don't want to spend 19 turkeys on my first two things. So, look, I'm going to go with Elijah being involved in something here.
All right, sold to Bo.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. A kickoff return is stopped inside either the 20-yard line. Touchdowns do not count.
So this means a kickoff return is stopped inside the 20 or returned beyond the other 20, but not for a touchdown.
Got it.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
2.
3. I mean, Jalen Reagor is very possible.
4.
This is in lieu of my punt one this week, so we're going kickoff return.
I liked the punt one. We should really just do that every
week. I like a punt one every week, but I've been thinking about the kickoff return one. So.
All right. So I'm at 4.
Do I hear 5? Going once. Going twice. Sold to Shiel for 4.
Wow. What value.
That was a cheap one.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Jalen Reagor, Jalen Reagor has a touchdown or a catch/run of 20 yards or more.
2.
Does return count or has to?
No, yeah. Catch. Well, if you return a special teams touchdown would count.
Okay.
So yeah. Any type of touchdown or a catch/run of 20 yards or more. What did you bid, Bo?
2.
3.
Four.
5.
I mean, am I putting my money in Elijah and Jalen Reagor?
One of those players is good.
You say 6, Zach?
6.
Take a 7.
Do I hear 8?
Shiel can have it.
Bo?
Shiel can have it.
All right, sold to Shiel.
By the way, a friend of mine, Tim, loyal listener, thinks that next year we should have like a BetMGM accompanying sponsorship to this, and where people can bet on their own swooper shortcastings.
I like that a lot. That is a very good idea. I will bring that up in an off-season meeting, Zach,
as a senior producer,
senior level. Yeah. I was going to say.
Well, everyone says it makes the game so entertaining to watch. So why not put a little money on it and make it even more entertaining?
Lechuga, as they say.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Shields at 20. Zach's at 31. I'm at 16.
Nick Sirianni mentions Elijah Riley in his post-game press
conference. So I don't like this because Bo can ask him.
It can't be a question you ask.
Okay. It can't be a question you ask.
No, that's not
Bo
written
says
in-
with.
That's not
a face.
You can't ask him about Elijah Riley. If you
have had things, things on post-game press conferences like this before.
And we've said that you guys can't specifically ask about
it.
It's
I will come up naturally. I will break the tie that like if the game warrants it, it is worthy of the question.
You can't.
I mean, no, every player on the Eagles got asked about it.
No, but if I mean, I'm not gonna be like, hey, Nick, what'd you think of Elijah Riley? But if he makes an interception, yeah, and I say what happened on this play, how about I can't mention Elijah Riley's name in the question?
All right.
Okay,
that's fair, right?
Poe's gonna spend the next 3 days trying to figure out how he can ask a question.
Were there any players on the Jets who you guys have had here that you felt like really stood out?
I mean, if I'm willing to risk the professional embarrassment of doing that, then I think
that professional embarrassment and you, I mean, come on.
I mean, I think if he makes a big play, like, and it's journalistically, like, you know, worth asking the question. I think my job seriously.
I'm fine with it if you're not referencing him specifically or saying his name in the question.
All right.
Now, well, and
we should that agree to know. By everybody before Bo changes the rules.
Yes.
All right.
That's fair. Bo's a big post-game question asker.
Yeah, I think it's an important time.
No, I'm saying, but there's like, there aren't that many people there. Bo comes ready to fire. So Bo will have something going on here.
All right. Well, if it's something where he does, how did he term it? Professional embarrassment. Let's make sure we get a clip of that. Let's make it go viral. You know, look at this guy covers the Eagles and he's asking about, you know, this nonsense. Bo doesn't look fazed by that. He would welcome it. All right.
Zach's getting a call from Jeffrey.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
I'm not bidding on this.
Was it Elijah, Zach?
I said get an interception for me, man. Win one for the Gipper here, right?
He said bid this one up. I'm going to make a big play.
Yeah.
All right, where are we?
I have one.
Nick's not going to mention Elijah Riley.
We can't really bid on this, Zach, because – I mean, you speak for yourself. I know I have no means to get him to talk about Elijah Riley, and I don't think any other reporter will ask a question that gets him to talk about Elijah Riley. So it's really whether you want to take the bid up a little and then be the one to ask that.
So a little quick context here. So after the game, I'm filing my I do a running piece at the Gun that comes up, and that goes up like a minute or two after the game ends, usually. And then I have to get the elevator. And those who don't know, the elevators are, sometimes you have to wait a long time for them. I'm not complaining here, but so I'm not always at the press conference, the post game press conference, right when it starts, depending on how quick Nick gets out there. And I can only imagine me like huffing and puffing because I sprint to the press conference, as we all saw on the thing. I sprint to the press conference, huffing and puffing, so I can get a question in. And making the question about Elijah Riley, or suggesting that Elijah Riley gets asked. So no, I'm not going Elijah here.
Now let's also clarify, if he references him, if he says 33, that counts.
I don't know. Mentions Elijah Riley.
He's a big jersey number guy.
But 33 could be anybody. This is about, is he going to give the personal touch of like a guy who we used to have here, making a play, not just a number. Now that Bo knows we're not bidding on it, he's trying to get how that's written right there. Mentions Elijah Riley in post-game press conference, not mentions references 33. I put my foot down on that.
Okay, what if he says 33, who was here? Like, there's some...
No, Elijah or Riley. He doesn't have to be the full name. If he mentions either of those,
now because if
I'll
he has a nickname for him, that should count.
Like, a nickname?
Well, you got it for I'll one. Give you you're a fine. Nickname. Yeah, you're fine. You got
if
it for
you
one.
Know what Elijah, if he has a nickname for Elijah Riley,
ooh, this I'll could just, be the you know. Biggest, this could be, the, this is
listen, you got to write
to
it.
Be the biggest controversy in super sarcastic history.
You got to write it as
I think
you
Elijah,
are.
I think the most football coach thing Nick does is refer to opponents by their jersey numbers.
How frustrating is it going to be if he says 33?
I think if he just says 33, that's okay. But if he says 33, who we had and like we liked or something like that,
Elijah,
and talks about him in that way.
No, Elijah Riley mentions Elijah Riley. I thought you
that's
were
him mentioning
this
him.
Stuff. No, it isn't. The words Elijah Riley, not references. Hmm. If mentions was references, I would give it to you. Mentions.
All right.
God, my life is so stupid.
You're right. I appreciate the
4:30 on a Thursday
the level of pedanticness of pedantry.
All right.
All right. I'm going to need all the sickos watching very closely to that post-game press conference on Sunday. Okay.
I mean, I'll take anything for one.
All right. Yes. Bo gets that one for one. Next, we have Jalen Hurts has the most rushing yards in the game.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Do I hear nine?
What do we think about the angle?
How many more do we have after this?
What do we think about the angle? Six more.
We have a good amount. Six yeah.
more.
We spent a lot of time on Elijah.
I know, as Ben in the chat pointed out, 6 minutes to be exact. I'm with you, Ben. Thank you. Please keep mentioning. If we go over like 90 seconds on any of these, please make a note. It's at nine. Who bid?
We only get one Elijah Riley week, baby.
All right, I'm out. I'm not going to go for this one.
What is it at?
Eight.
I think it's at eight.
And oh, Zach has it at eight.
Yeah, I'm going to go nine then. I'll go nine. Yeah.
You already got Devontae, right? Or is that Bo got Devontae?
I have Devontae.
I have Rager and the kickoff touchdown. Yeah.
Do I hear 10?
10.
All right.
It's a little sad I don't have a punt one this week.
I'll bow out there.
Okay.
Right, I'll bow out too.
Sold to Zach. Okay.
There's a commenter who says I always rip on Jalen Hurts. There, I just picked him to be the leading rusher in the game. So how do you like them apples, right?
Oh. Zach, I like this.
Zach, what a turnaround this episode this from Zach.
Zach. Yeah, sorry, got a little feisty there.
All right. Good.
We need this.
This right. is an interesting one. This is a chat submission. Jake Elliott makes more extra points than Jalen Rager receptions. Now, let's clarify this as like extra that. Points. It's not kicks. It's not extra right. points.
Okay.
Three.
Oh. I'll go four.
See if Bo does that. He says it in that tone. I'll go for like I'm doing something. It's high for me, but you don't want to outbid me here. I know all your tricks. What is this? Year five?
Please.
I'll go five.
We've been doing this game for only a year.
Six.
Wow. Six.
A lot of faith geez. Here.
Do I hear seven?
No, I don't want it for seven.
Seven.
You go. You pick set. You
seven.
It's yours.
All right.
I don't love that one. Oh.
Is Bo out yet? I feel like
no. I have eight left.
Jeez. Okay.
All right.
How many more left? Sorry. I'll start keeping five more. Okay.
You bid five on this?
No.
There's five more.
Five things left.
All right.
Gardner Minshew takes a snap.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Do I hear five?
Five. You can build a Lions type lead in this game.
An offensive snap.
Yeah, offensive snap.
What do you think? He's going to line up at free safety or something?
Well, what if the holder gets hurt? He's the backup holder.
I don't know. That just says take the snap.
I actually think that should count.
Yeah, that should count. Yeah, he doesn't play special teams. So, yeah.
Submission I'm out. This?
I think any snap counts. It says takes a snap.
Any snap. I'm out.
You've got it for five, Zach?
Five.
Okay. That's a good one. I think you might get that.
We'll see.
All right. A Jets player named Elijah is flagged for a penalty.
Good one.
That needs to be edited a little.
Two.
Three.
Five.
Just flagged for a penalty, so it doesn't have to be accepted.
Yes, so there is, Elijah Vera Tucker,
Elijah
Moore, and
Elijah Riley.
Yes.
Six.
So I hear seven.
Shields running for the officials here, right?
I was going to say I should look up who's is it the Cowboys Raiders officials on this little hockey league doing this game? All right, give me a good one once. Oh.
Going. Do I hear an 8?
I kind of want this one. I'm feeling this one. Like it's going to happen. Is Elijah Vera Tucker going to be able to handle those big boys inside? A little holding call? 8.
I can't bet.
All right.
Do you already have it, Zach?
Yeah, it's his.
Old to Shiel. That was also a chat one. Interesting. Good submission.
That was a good one.
Jalen Hurts does not turn the ball over.
3.
4.
5.
Six.
7.
8.
9.
I can't.
Woo, Nelly.
What do you think, Shiel?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Does not turn the ball over. He hasn't turned the ball over a lot. Don't let recency bias get in your way. It's not a great Jets defense.
Going
once. What if he goes out 10?
Zach?
11.
Wow. Oh.
3 more after this?
I did not put that comment up, Zach.
Needs to be drug tested.
3 more after.
I can assure you I will pass any drug test that occurs.
It needs to be insomnia tested.
Bo put what's that the, up, as you can imagine.
What's the impetus of that one?
Yeah.
I think because you're being more aggressive with your turkeys than usual.
Are there 3 more? 3 more after this?
2 more after this.
Oh, 2 more after this.
Yep, 2 more.
12.
Ooh. That's all he's got, Zach. So if you want it, you can go to 13.
Jalen, I'm riding with you this week. 13, man.
Whoa!
He hasn't really turned the ball over much this year. He's been pretty good about it.
So. Sold to Zach.
Plus, if he gets hurt,
I was thinking that. What if he doesn't play? You win. Right. You win.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
I like the optionality here, right?
You've got paths on that bad boy.
Optionality of Hurts getting hurt.
Okay. Keelan Cole makes a highlight.
I submitted this one. I don't want this one. Sorry.
Still, you have to remember what you submit.
I know.
The last two are yours.
Oh, God, I don't want those.
Keelan Cole makes a highlight level catch. If controversy, tiebreak will be determined by whether it makes the NFL's 5-minute highlight reel for each game.
Okay, so this is Robert Mays has mentioned this, I think, on social media that like Keelan Cole has the highest percentage of highlight reel catches to actual catches. Like he will make a spectacular catch. So at the NFL, I don't know if you guys look at those highlight things they do on Game Pass, or you can even get them on like YouTube on their app or whatever. It's basically a 5-minute highlight of the game. And so if we're not sure, was it a highlight level catch or not? And it doesn't have to make that. That's if there's controversy, it has to make that. Does that make sense?
So what if it's just like a good touchdown catch?
That would be highlight level. I mean, Keelan Cole, I don't know that he, okay. I don't know how many touchdowns he's got.
Okay. So as long as like one of us agitates that it should count, if it's in the highlight reel, it counts.
Yes.
One.
Yeah, so a touchdown would probably count, like a 20-yard. Yeah, so I didn't really frame this correctly. You're bringing up a point I hadn't thought of. I was thinking of like a one-hander or something, but I think you're right. So should we just say, do you want to make it simple? If it makes the 5-minute highlight,
sure,
it counts.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Let's just make it easier. That's simple. All right. If it makes the 5-minute highlight reel, it counts.
1. 3.
Wow.
Well, Zach can't bid 3s. He only has 3. That's why I go 3.
I only have 3?
Yes. I certainly hope.
So you got turkeys again?
You want to go over this? You had 38 to start. You bid 7 on the Elijah Riley one. You bid 10 on the Jalen Hurts one. You bid 5 on the Minshew snap. And you got 13 on Jalen Hurts on the turnovers.
Okay.
So 3 left.
4.
Can't wait for Dennis to correct me.
Bo, can you bid more?
Yeah, I can bid up to 8.
Okay. So Shields in for 4. You going 5?
I guess I'll go 5. I don't want this one, but I need something.
Chill.
My last one isn't great, so I guess I should probably take this one.
Yeah, you're the one who knows.
What's there a better chance of? There could be a better chance of the other one. What did you bid, Bo?
I'm kind of surprised you don't want this one because this was like your added swooper, like last minute. Like you had
because we were bringing up Keelan Cole. Yeah, I had that the broadcast would mention George Fant's basketball playing background. I took that one out. That gym.
Thanks for taking that out.
All right, sorry. Remind me. You bid five, and that's all you've got.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I've got up to eight.
Oh, you've got up to eight. Six.
Going once.
You got it.
Sold to Sheil. All right. Last swooper of week 13. There is a photo of Quinnen and Quincy Williams from when they were younger. Anything pre-NFL counts.
Seven.
That looks sad. Which one would you have rather had now knowing the last two?
This one I would have rather had, I think.
All right. So I blew it.
But, I mean, it's the...
That could happen. They both play, you know?
They've both been playing well.
Yeah, they've both been playing well. It could be.
In Jets terms.
I think I'm going to be kicking myself for that. I think I choked that one away. All right.
All right. So Sheil has the kickoff return shorter than the 20 or beyond the opposing 20. Jalen Reagor has a 20-plus yard play from scrimmage or a touchdown. There is a penalty on someone named Elijah. And Keelan Cole makes the highlight video. Zach has Elijah Riley is involved in a turnover. Jalen Hurts has the most rushing yards in the game. Gardner Minshew takes a snap, and Jalen Hurts has no turnovers in the game. I have Devontae Smith as the game's leading receiver. Nick Sirianni mentions Elijah Riley in the post-game press conference. Jake Elliott, extra points are more than Jalen Reagor receptions, and there's a photo on the broadcast of the Quinnen and Quincy Williams brothers. Let's move on to our crystal ball Eagle predictions. I believe the line right now is 7 in favor of the Eagles.
Oh, it moved up from 6.5.
Oh, is that what you have? 6.5? I saw 7.
That's what it was when I made my pick. But anyway.
All right. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, I can go first. They should blow this team out. I'm not going to be a victim to recency bias and say, well, last week the Jets won, Eagles look terrible. I'm going to throw that out the window. I think rewatching that game, I mean, the Eagles had so many missed opportunities. They turned it over 4 times, and still if they get a catch at the end, they probably win that game. So I think they're a significantly better team. The only thing that scares me here, and it does scare me, is if Jalen Hurts' ankle injury is limiting him. But like Dr. Wolf told us, he got it in the game. He still played. He looked fine. You really wouldn't have even noticed that he was injured. So I'm going to assume that with a week of rest and treatment, he's going to be okay. This Jets team sucks. It especially sucks when Zach Wilson has been their quarterback. I wanted to give it a shout out to Darius Slay after having watched the, you don't need to watch the All 22, but I didn't get to the All 22 defense before our last episode, watching that after. He really is playing well. I mean, killing drives when he's being targeted. Kenny Galladay is a legit receiver. That red zone breakup he had was outstanding, one-on-one, and then he had another pass breakup, I think, on third down. One of you is very excited about it, whoever just
I think that's Zach, because he knows he's going to be getting excited. Those. He's going to be getting those crystal ball.
He's going to get those. I mean, he's been awesome.
He's going to get like 2 of them, right?
Like Pro Bowl, legit Pro Bowl caliber. I want to see how the season ends, but, he doesn't have to line up and play man coverage on every snap, but, like, who has to do it? You know, there are very few corners who are doing that now with how much zone everyone's playing. All right, that was a Darius Slay rant.
Have you come around on the trade yet?
Well, I know, because I think your take at the time of the trade is your take. And so,
you're allowed to change your opinion. You don't have to put your feet in the ground.
Well,
if
you were asking me if I would go back and make that trade, I would say no, because I would rather just have those picks.
The trade got everybody
which was
fired.
Part of what we were discussing at the time.
The trade didn't get everyone fired.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity cost of that trade, they could have traded for Stephon Diggs or DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, no, that was a crazy take. What was your take? What was your take? Was that the trade he said got Peterson fired? What was the thing on the post-game pod?
It all led to it. It was
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I don't know what you were talking about there. It had nothing to do with it.
I don't think they were ever going to trade for a veteran wide receiver. So,
well, then that was
going to pay a cornerback.
Well, it would have taken more to trade for a...
We talked about this... Ad nauseum at the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they should have traded for a wide receiver over Slay. Yeah. I agree. But it wasn't equal compensation, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And they were gonna pay a cornerback last year.
And I don't think that a great wide receiver would have changed their fortunes. All right, we're hour 10 in. Save this for next week if you want to talk about it. I do not want to talk about it right now. Eagles 30, Jets 16 might not even be as close as that score indicates.
So the over-under is 45.5. So Shield has a slight over there, right? Look, fool me once, shame on I was going to screw up.
What is he doing?
Maybe he's got the giggles?
On drugs right now.
No. That's like the I didn't want to do the George Bush thing where I screwed up the expression, right? You know, so
fooled me twice,
basically.
Well,
It's
like kissing your sister.
Yeah. So, anyways, I picked them last week. They lost.
I didn't mean to go back and get our records before this pod. I did not do that.
I was dead wrong. They're not gonna fool me again. The Eagles are the better team. I think they're gonna come out ready to win. I think the Jets are an inferior team. I thought the Giants were an inferior team. Eagles.
I'm Eagles so covering.
Yeah, wait, what's your pick?
I'm confused. That's
if
not what fool me
if
once.
You said they're not gonna if you said
which twice means.
If you said they're not going to fool me again, then I thought
I'm saying
you're against them. Then if you're going to say don't fool me twice,
I meant all right. They're not going to make me look bad again. Is what I'm saying. They're going to come through.
They're not going to burn you again.
They're not going to burn me again.
But
burn
you're going to let them burn you.
Yes. Fool me
you're
once.
Not disallowing them.
I'll pick you again.
I'm going to roll with them again, and they're going to win. The Eagles are the better team. I think they keep these hopes of postseason alive. I think that they cover. I'm going. He pulled a George Bush after all. I am going. Sorry, been a long day for me. Eagles 27, Jets 13.
27-13. Okay. I think the Eagles are going to win this game handily. The only thing that worries me a little bit is like physically they are limping to the bye. You know, they have that late bye, which is like very within sight now. The guys have talked about it. I think there's a chance that they are sort of looking past this game just to getting some time off. But I think last week's loss stings enough that they're going to be focused enough to beat a very bad Jets team. So. Fool me once. I picked the Eagles not to cover the spread last week.
Nice.
So I'm gonna say spin my wheels. Some other phrase that I can't think of. I think the Eagles win, but it's maybe a little bit uglier of a game, and it is 23-9.
Okay. All right.
All right. That'll,
what's the plan for post game? Are we doing? I know we left it up to the audience last time.
Oh, yeah.
Are we doing it fresh?
Let's do a 15-minute refresh. Okay. Once we get upstairs to collect our thoughts and then go from there.
That works.
Although that means we're gonna have to do the long drive home again.
Just decide afterwards. You're
gonna kick us out of the press box.
All right. Let's.
All right. Well, that'll do it. For the conclusion of the regular Elijah Riley week, leading up into the game conclusion. That'll do it. For Zach, Sheil, and Marissa, the newly promoted senior producer, Marissa Morris, Lahayim. Everybody's very excited about this. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Sunday after the game. And as always, we love you.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.